Air infrastructure. When determining a flight route, air carriers have a number of infrastructure characteristics to consider, including landing fees, weather factors, runway length, terminal facilities, and ramp access for freight transfer. Airports. Airports are governed by a port authority, similar to a seaport authority. Airport operations are not as complex as seaport operations, although their operations are more time-sensitive. Primary responsibilities for air freight operations usually belong to the air cargo companies, including cargo handling contractors, freight forwarders, trucking companies, and 3PLs. Carriers at airports may perform passenger, cargo, and aircraft services, or specialize as cargo-only carriers. Cargo is routed to specific planes for shipment to the destination airport or to delivery vehicles. When carrier operations become larger and more complex, they require more comprehensive facilities, called hubs. In addition to the buildings, runways, and hangars that are part of an airport, airport security and air traffic control are also integral to any airport's infrastructure. These are usually government-controlled. An air traffic control system is at or near all airports. Besides directing air traffic using radar and other tools, the Air Traffic Control Center manages takeoffs, landings, and ground traffic. Air traffic controllers can advise pilots and airlines whether to fly or not depending on weather and other situations. Airport security agencies around the world work constantly to improve passenger and cargo screening technology, control access to at-risk areas, and update processes to stay ahead of evolving threats. Air hubs and spokes. The hub and spoke model refers to an efficient system for routing air and other traffic. It relies on large distribution centers at the hubs for automated sorting of packages. The parcel modality relies heavily on this method. FedEx was an early adopter. For example, DHL has a major hub at the Cincinnati/Northern Kentucky International Airport, CVG, in the U.S., as shown in Exhibit 6-17, along with some of its more important smaller hubs or important spokes listed by their airport codes. The network has many more hubs/spokes than are shown. Exhibit 6-17, sample hub and spoke model for air carrier efficiency. Air cargo hubs are similar to break bulk terminals for road carriers. By using the hub airport approach, carriers are able to assign larger planes to higher density routes between the hubs and major metropolitan area airports. The hubs are located around the world based on geographical position and proximity to markets. Hubs are used by airlines, freight forwarding companies, and air cargo companies to maximize the best use of carrying capacity over long distances. The freight forwarding companies consolidate cargo, which is then delivered between air hubs. At the air hubs, the cargo is broken down and loaded onto another flight or another mode of transportation for final delivery. Though the air hub system is used in several major trade routes around the world, there are many areas of the world that are not served by the system. Sometimes smaller cargo aircraft are needed to make direct deliveries between destinations.